The Natural Selection of Sales by John Ann. Over many years of working with salespeople, managers, and organizations, I have become increasingly convinced of one thing. There is no single way to sell successfully. And that is really where this book begins. I have always been fascinated by the choices we make in business, particularly the choices we make when we are dealing with another human being. Because selling is not simply about knowing what to say. It is about knowing what to do, why to do it, and when to do it. That is why I wanted to create a different way of looking at sales. Selling is often taught as if there is one right technique for every situation. Learn the script. Follow the process. Handle the objection. Close the sale. But real selling is rarely that simple. Every customer is different. Every situation is different. And even when you meet the same customer twice, the approach that worked yesterday may be completely inappropriate today. That is where the natural selection of sales takes a different approach. The central idea is simple. The best salesperson is not necessarily the one who knows the most techniques. It is the one who knows which way to go. Before you act, you need to see the bigger picture. You need to understand the possibilities. You need to make the right strategic choices. And those choices matter, because the choice you make now changes the choices available to you later. This book, therefore, makes a clear distinction between strategy and tactics. Strategy sits above tactics. At the strategic level, the book introduces strategic selections. These are not simply sales techniques. They provide different strategic directions, with a number of possible paths and tools within each selection. And there is a hierarchy. The path you choose at one stage influences the possibilities you have at the next. So, step by step, your decisions create a strategic path, a direction, a route, a way forward. But strategy alone is not enough. Eventually, you are sitting across from the customer. And now comes the practical question. What should I do with this customer in this situation at this particular moment? This is where the customer modes technique, CMT, comes in. You do not need to be a psychologist. You do not need to analyze someone's personality. And you certainly do not need to put a customer into a permanent box. You need to listen. You need to ask. You need to observe. And you need to understand the customer's current mode. A customer may be cooperative. They may be hesitant. They may be skeptical. They may be declining. They may be blocked. And their mode can change, sometimes very quickly. So your approach may need to change too. Imagine meeting the same customer on two different days. On the first occasion, they may be exploring possibilities and simply want information and space to think. On the next occasion, they may be facing a problem and looking for solutions, reassurance, and confidence. Same customer, different situation, different mode, different attitude, and potentially a completely different sales technique. That is the practical value of CMT. It helps you decide how to behave rather than simply telling you what to say. This is not aggressive selling. It is not about manipulating customers. And it is not another collection of scripts designed to make every salesperson behave in exactly the same way. It is about adaptation. It is about recognizing that one approach does not fit every situation. And it is about making intelligent choices. Think of the book as a complete toolkit. It takes you from the bird's eye view, where you see the possibilities, through strategic selections and strategic paths, to the customer, where you identify the customer mode, and finally to the appropriate sales technique. In simple terms, see the possibilities. Choose your path. Listen. Ask. Understand. Identify the mode. And then, act with tact. That is the journey. The natural selection of sales is designed for salespeople and tactical sales managers who want more than another one-size-fits-all formula. It gives you a way to think before you act, a way to recognize what is happening in front of you, and a way to choose your response. Because successful selling is not simply about having more techniques. It is about knowing which technique to use and when. Not every customer needs the same approach. Not every situation deserves the same response. And not every path will take you where you want to go. The better salesperson sees more possibilities. The better salesperson makes better selections. The better salesperson adapts. And ultimately, the better salesperson knows which way to go. The natural selection of sales. How strategic choices and customer modes shape the way you sell. A complete toolkit for choosing better and selling better.